Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from gloomy Clearwater, Florida, and Bay Care Ballpark. Tonight's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tonight we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch scheduled for 8:25. It's going to be about a two-hour delayed start. It's been raining all day in Clearwater. For a long time, it looked like we might not get to play baseball at all and would have to double up tomorrow on the getaway day. But fortunately, the skies are starting to part. It's very windy. There might be a chance of rain. But we did see the sun setting out in the west, so that is a good sign as the rain moves out of the area. Hopefully, we can play nine uninterrupted innings tonight. That way the teams can just play one single game tomorrow at noon and be done with the series. Well, it's a series that has gone one way, in the way of the Threshers. They have won all four games, including last night by a score of 7-2. A key part of the success for the Clearwaters is their first inning onslaught. The last three games, they have scored three runs in the first inning. So, the Mets need to get off to a better start tonight, and maybe we'll see if they can snatch a win here on the road. Mets enter the game with a 5-14 record. That's worse than the FSL. Clearwater 13-6. That's best in the Florida State League. Taking a look at the complete standings in the East Division, Jupiter is 11-8, one game up on Palm Beach. Cardinals are 10-9. Daytona is 7-12. Tortugas have struggled mightily since they swept the Mets in the opening series. They are four back, and the Mets are six out of first place. In the West Division, Clearwater has a game lead on Bradenton, which is 12-7. Fort Myers 11-8, two back. Lakeland 10-9, three back. Dunedin 9-10, four back. And the Tampa Tarpons are 7-12, six back. Other games in the Florida State League today, as the entire state deals with rain. Palm Beach at Lakeland, that was a 6 o'clock start. Supposedly, I believe they got off to a delay. It's only in the fifth inning, and Lakeland is up 4-2. Tampa and Jupiter are underway at Roger Dean, but that game is in a delay in the second inning, a lightning delay. It's 3-1 Tampa. Bradenton and Dunedin have been postponed. They were playing, Dunedin got it a little worse than we did in Clearwater. And Fort Myers and Daytona postponed as well. So good that the Mets and Threshers are going to be able to play baseball, period, unlike four other teams in the league. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, the starting pitching matchup and the lineups that should take us close to the 8:25 first pitch.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here in Clearwater as the teams get set to do battle for a fifth straight day. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's Saul Garcia making The start today, he's 1-1, 5.40 ERA, 6 walks and 5 strikeouts. Last time Saul pitched was on Sunday. It was out of the bullpen. You'll remember Lano Ovias made the start, was the opener for one inning, and then Garcia pitched 4 brilliant, absolutely brilliant innings over Lakeland to get the win. And that was a very good Lakeland offense, which was hot coming into the day. 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 hit batter, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Garcia really had the slider working. So maybe he is just what this Mets pitching staff needs to start the game off. Very interested to see how the 19-year-old from Venezuela performs coming off. It was probably the best appearance by any Mets pitcher in the season so far. Garcia will be opposed by Sam Aldegary, who was signed as a minor league free agent in 2019 out of Verona, Italy. This will be Aldegary's 4th game and his 3rd start. Does not have a win or loss, has a 3.38 ERA. It'll be his first appearance of this series. He last pitched a week ago at Tampa, giving up 5 hits and 4 runs in 2 1/3. Aldegary does have 17 strikeouts against just 2 walks. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center is Ryland Thomas. Kevin Villavicencio bats second, plays second. Jacob Reimer hits third, plays third. Junior Tillian is the cleanup hitter and shortstop. So 1-4 do not change for the Mets. Jeffrey De Los Santos is batting fifth. He's the DH. Dairon Campos sixth. He's in left. Yarel Martinez bats seventh. He's at first. Adrian Hernandez hits eighth. He's in right. And Fernando Villalobos bats ninth. He is the catcher. The Threshers lineup and defense will have to wait until after the national anthem, which is upon us right now as the Threshers have taken the field, which means we are closer and closer to first pitch at long last on what's been a very rainy day in the Sunshine State. We'll send it now to the PA announcer for the national anthem and come back with first pitch. The Threshers did not have a national anthem singer for a Saturday night game. Maybe they did and the person had to cancel, or they said come back on a day where it's better weather. A light crowd, but I'd say a hearty crowd. All the suites are booked up on this upper level of the stadium. Seems like we have some good groups that have made their way out to the game. When they opened the gates at 5:30, I was surprised anybody bothered to walk through. So fans are going to have to wait a couple extra hours longer for the fireworks. All right, let's meet the Threshers lineup in defense. Marion Boyd's going to lead off and play left. He had 4 stolen bases yesterday. Justin Crawford is batting second. He's in center. Gabriel Rincones Jr., the DH, hits third. Chad Castillo plays first, hits cleanup. Otto Kemp is the fifth hitter and second baseman. Brian Rincone at short, hitting sixth. Jordan Disson doing the catching. Freddy Mignetti playing third, hitting eighth. And Kate Fergus bats ninth, he's in right. Mets back in the road gray jerseys. Wearing these jerseys for the first 3 games. St. Lucie in blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers, trimmed in orange on the back. Threshers wearing their alternate Blue Tops for the first time in the series. They have a Life Preserver logo on the left chest, and it's got a shark bite taken out of the preserver that makes it look like the letter C for Clearwater. That's pretty neat. They'll wear the white pants with the red pinstripes, just like the Phillies. Ryland Thomas comes to the plate as we are ready for baseball at long last here in Clearwater. Home plate umpire Tyler Green signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from Sam Aldegary. Fastball at the knees, taken for a strike, and we are underway. First pitch, 6-8-26, 75 degrees, and I'd say mostly cloudy. Clearwater at the moment. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Aldegary's second pitch is a ball low and away. Well, I think personally, better to just play this game tonight on a two-hour delay than play two games tomorrow when it's a getaway day. And we're going to be here anyways. Might as well play the game. Where else were we going to be on a Saturday night? One pitch is high. Two balls and a strike. And then a swing and a miss late on a fastball at 93. 2-2. The worst is when the home team makes everybody wait around for 2 or 3 hours and then cancels the game anyways. Fortunately, did not come to that. Here's a defensive swing chopped out to the shortstop. Rincon throws on the run. Close play at first. Thomas takes a tumble in the grass. He is out, and fortunately he pops back up. Oh, he was busting it out of the gate, nearly beat out what turned into a routine-looking play. Then must have stubbed his toe. In a scary situation. He'll, take a run down the runway to the clubhouse. He might be a little nicked up. There's a ball fouled back by Kevin DeVicencio. Mets have done well early in games offensively in this series. They were held off the board yesterday in the first inning, but that was the first time in a three-game span, they did not score in the first inning. They've scored in the first or second inning in the first four games in this series. DeVicencio takes a pitch. It's 1-1. Breaking ball. Good slider. 85 miles an hour at the letters. Aldegary ahead 1-2. Slider hit into deep right field. Chasing back is Fergus, still going back. Makes the grab a few feet short of the warning track. DeVicencio gave it a bit of a ride. He does have the wind aiding him out to right. Falls short of the warning track. Now that's been one difference in playing on this side of the state as opposed to back home. When the sun sets back home, really the wind dies down with it. But the wind has been consistently blowing out to right, whether it's been sunny or after sunset here. There's a pitch for a strike to Jacob Reimer. Although the Mets really haven't taken advantage of these conditions at the ballpark. They have not hit a home run yet. This pitch is a called strike by Reimer. It's 0-2. Last year, the Mets came over here for an August series, hit 11 home runs in six games. Not hit any. Clearwater's hit one home run in each of the first four games. Reimer awaits the 0-2 from Aldegary, and he fouls it away. No score, two outs, just underway in the top of the first. Reimer has reached base in 11 of 18 plate appearances in this series. No hits yesterday, but two walks, and he fouls one away. He's climbed to as high as sixth in the league in on-base percentage at .440. Aldegary is 0-2 again, and it's taken in the dirt. Good take. Curveball at 77. 1-2. Mets for the third straight game without the services of Jet Williams. He's plunked in the elbow Wednesday night. Swing and a miss on a slider. Reimer goes down, and it's a good start for Aldegary. Worth the wait for him. He retires the Mets in order in the top of the first. The Threshers have scored three runs in the first inning each of the last three games. Can Saul Garcia put a stop to that? Find out on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Yes, let's do that. Long night ahead, but again, better than 14 innings. The 40-minute break right in the middle tomorrow. I think the weather forecast for tomorrow looks much better. It's going to be cool and windy. As far as we know, dry. Here's Saul Garcia, fires in a breaking ball for strike one to Omarion Boyd. So trying something different. Now, anything the Mets can do differently in the bottom of the first would be a good thing. As a breaking ball misses away. 1-1 to Boyd. First innings have not been friendly to the Mets. It's putting them in a bind as this slider goes high. So three straight sliders to start. That was no question the best pitch Garcia had to offer Lakeland on Sunday. He just baffled those Flying Tiger hitters with it. 2-1 pitch. That's going to miss low. Another slider for ball three. Now keep in mind, Marion Boyd leading off here stole four bases yesterday. So put him on right now with the walk. You might as well just put him at second base. And he will take a strike on the corner. Fastball at 93. And it's a full count. Garcia, the payoff pitch. Right in there for a called third strike. And Boyd took it and looked away at himself in disgust. Fastball right down the middle. He was not expecting that. Very interesting way to pitch. The leadoff hitter. Start him with the breaking stuff, fall behind, and then come back with the straight heat. Now, equally speedy Justin Crawford takes a fastball for a strike on the corner at 92. Crawford having a wonderful start to his Threshers career in 14 games, hitting .327. Not much power yet, but he certainly can leg out some hits on the infield. Couple infield hits in a game earlier this week, forcing a couple errors as well. 17 hits, 14 singles, 2 doubles, and a triple. Here he's behind 0-2. No score, 1 out, bottom 1. Fastball right in there for a called third strike. Saul Garcia freezes Justin Crawford. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Garcia. But you wonder with the It's officially a 1 hour and 56 minute delayed start. You always wonder at this level how that's going to affect the players, especially the starting pitchers. As this pitch is low to Gabriel Rincones, you know, how do they stay engaged mentally and physically during the break, not knowing if they're going to be pitching at all or if they have to save it for the next day? Pop up into shallow right field by Rincones. Villavicencio searching for it in the wind, makes the catch. And that is a 180-degree difference for the Mets in the first inning today. Not only do the Threshers not score three runs, they don't get anybody on base. 1-2-3 for each side in the first.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Sam Aldegheri from Italy out for his second inning, facing Junior Tillian. No score. First pitch, Tillian takes a fastball right down the pipe. So the pitchers have come out looking sharp. Now can the hitters find a way to ramp back up? Tillian hits a hard ground ball, foul down the left field line. That ball was scorched on the ground. It looked like it skipped right over the third base bag. Nobody had a better view than Tyler Green, the umpire. Gilbert Gomez right there as well. Green ejected Gilbert yesterday for the ball called on Atencio. Atencio going back to pitch from the windup with the bases loaded. Don't think it was the correct call. Gilbert got ejected, but those two seemed to have a conversation in front of the Mets dugout during the rain delay. All seems well enough. 1-2 coming to Tillian, and he will hit it deep left field. Going back is Boyd. He jumps up. It's over his head off the wall. It's going to ricochet way back towards left field, and Tillian will stop at second with the leadoff double. The wind is absolutely howling out to left right now. So Boyd, as fast as he is, just could not get there to jump up and make the catch. Actually went off the wall and ricocheted right back to left field, and Crawford had to come all the way over from center to get that. A long run for him. If Tillian hits any higher, it's a home run. Just like his double on Thursday night, as this pitch goes high to Jeffrey De Los Santos. The howling wind, probably 50 miles an hour. Tillian hit a double deep right center field. A low launch angle. If he hits it high, it's a home run. If he hits that one high, it's a home run. But another double for him as De Los Santos looks at a strike. It's 1-1. A challenge by the Threshers, and it's a win for Disson, the catcher. Pitch low, and time called.
balls and a strike for Tillian. That was his third double of this series, only hitting a 143 in the series coming in. He came in hot. That was a nice stroke. Foul ball straight back to the net by De Los Santos. Two balls, two strikes. Aldegary, this lefty-lefty matchup. The 2-2. Fastball knocked out of play left side. Whoa, that one almost took out a couple of fans. If they're not a lot of fans sitting in the bleachers deep down the third base side, that ball was like a magnet about 10 rows up right to those poor folks sitting in that cluster. Look alive down there. Another 2-2 to De Los Santos, and he fouls one back off the roof. De Los Santos battling Aldegary tough. He's not had a good series. He's just 1-for-14 in the four games. Hits a ground ball into right field here. Tillian getting waved home. Here comes the throw by Fergus. It will be cut off by the first baseman, Castillo. Tillian sprints all the way into the dugout, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead on the Jeffrey De Los Santos RBI hit. What a great at-bat by De Los Santos against the lefty, Aldegary. Fell behind, battled to even it up, spoil a couple of pitches, get something you can handle, and pull it into right field past the diving Kemp at second base. 1-0 Mets, still nobody out. De Los Santos at first, and Dairon Campos is up. First pitch to him is a strike right down the middle, taken at 92 miles per hour. Have now scored first in five of their last six games. This pitch at the back foot. Disson picks it up, throws to second base. De Los Santos is thrown out. So it was a pitch in the dirt that scuttled away from the catcher. De Los Santos just not fast enough to get up into scoring position. That rolled, I'd say, about 10 feet away from Disson, but he was still able to hang with it. There's the first out of the inning. Now Campos swings and misses the high fastball, and it's 1-2. Hard to fault De Los Santos for not taking off, but now he knows that with his speed, it's got to get further away from the catcher. Campos chases a pitch eye high, strikes out swinging, and just like that, two gone in the top of the second. And the Mets scored first in the first three games of this series, and of course, they lost all three. Threshers scored first yesterday and won. Like I said yesterday, you'd rather score first than not. There's Yarel Martinez, bases empty, nobody out. He takes a strike looking. Finally picked up that first hit as a St. Lucie Met in his last start two nights ago. He gets tied up on this fastball, a very late swing, and it's nothing and two. And he's still, though, just 1-for-23. Aldegary fastball, missed a little up, good take. Aldegary takes a deep breath, exhales the 1-2 fastball right down the middle, and he blows it by the lefty Martinez. So a good recovery from Aldegary, helped out by that ball that squirted away on a bad pitch and he got the caught stealing on. One run for the Mets on two hits, no errors, nobody left. Mets lead 1-0 midway through the second inning. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Salvador Garcia, the first pitch of the bottom of the second, is a ball outside to Chad Castillo. Castillo, the go-ahead home run on Thursday's 7-6 win, which has been the best game in the series. And he takes a slider, hits the outside corner, one and one. Slider swung through and missed, one and two. Based on how Sal Garcia pitched on Sunday and the emotion he showed, the body language, he should come into this game and pitch very confidently, even though it's against a very good hitting team. Pitches high and outside, two balls, two strikes. Two to Castillo, and he fouls one away. The Flying Tigers on Sunday hit an inordinate amount of pop-ups to shallow right field from their righty hitters. Not sure what that was all about. Maybe that's just their approach that day. Curious to see how the Threshers approach this. Castillo foul tips a fastball for strike three. So, Salo Garcia's come out of the gates hot. Three strikeouts in his first four batters. Now Otto Kemp comes up. Before Kemp even settles into the box, Garcia's already in the crouch, looking into his catcher Villalobos. Fastball, strike right in there, 92. One slider, pop foul, strike two. Mets lead 1-0, one out, nobody on base in the bottom of the second inning. Garcia's 0-2, slider low. He's got that arm motion, almost reminds me of Edwin Diaz. Kind of hides it well. Comes from the low arm slot. Obviously Diaz is on another planet. There's a slider. Just missed away. That's a great take by Kemp. I'm sure Villalobos thought about the challenge, but it's early. Two-two. Slider is grounded deep to third, and it's going to turn foul. Mets defense today, Reimer at third, Tillian at short, Vivasencio the second baseman, Martinez at first, Campos in left, Thomas in center, Hernandez in right. Two-two sliders, pop foul again, so a good battle here between Garcia and Kemp. Two-two. Garcia set. Fastball. Just missed. A challenged by Villalobos, who popped up, was ready to throw down to third base. And he wins the challenge, and it's another strikeout. Well, the catchers sometimes know. So a win for the Mets as Villalobos gets the strikeout, a well-used challenge. You know, you got a hitter that's battled the pitcher tough. You'd think you have a strikeout. Use it. See if you can get your pitcher to the next batter. So that's four out of five batters faced that Garcia has struck out. Now it's Brian Rincon. Rincon takes this pitch just off the plate. Even the misses are close. Slider, outside corner, strike one. Rincon is 2 for 12. Two singles and a walk in three games in this series. A 1-1 is off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Rincon hitting a .151. Does have one home run this season. He's driven in three. Time called late. We have a pitch clock violation on Garcia. He seems confused about it. That was awfully close. He threw the pitch home anyways. Well, three balls and a strike on Rincon after the automatic ball. Fastball is popped up into shallow left. The wind is going to take this one fairly deep out there, and it's going to drop. Lack of awareness by Dairon Campos in left field. Have to know the conditions. Wind is blowing hard out to left. It's a shallow fly ball to left. Usually that can be handled by the shortstop. But with the wind tonight, left fielder's got to know it's his ball. And Campos was just jogging to a spot. Out of Tillian's range, a freebie for Rincon. There's been way too much of that this season and in this series by the Mets defense. Not an error by any means, but that's an out that should be had that is not recorded. You want to win a game in the series, you have to convert plays like that defensively. So it's a two-out double, and Disson will come up, and he will take a slider for a strike. You got a pitcher pitching well in Mets defense. You want to pick him up. And now Garcia's got to reverse that, pick his defense up. Slider missed. No challenge. Villalobos kind of cocked his head to the side in frustration, but didn't ask for the challenge. Want to save those if you can for your strike threes, avoiding a walk. You'd like to get ahead 0-2, of course, but you can live with 1-1, especially with Garcia pitching so well to this point. Fastball outside, two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch, slider away, three balls and a strike. Mets lead 1-0, two outs, runner on second after the lucky double for Brian Rincon. And Garcia will want a new baseball. Disson. Just playing in a second game, and a good first game as he takes the slider away for ball four. And now it's 2-1 with two outs. So again, no runs yet as Garcia pats himself on the chest saying, that's on me. But, you know, now he's got to grind. And he should be back in the dugout. So pitch count, you know, comes into effect. even if he can get out of this inning. That mental grind he has to go through to try to get through it. Here's Mignetti, who's 1-for-4 in the series, his second game. Pitch to him, fastball too high. Garcia has temporarily lost the strike zone here. Mignetti a little hip shake as he waggles and gets back in the box. Takes ball two inside. Garcia wants to know where that one was. He asks for a challenge too late, and Tyler Green says no. And now Gilbert Gomez is going to come out. That didn't look like a very good pitch. And then, you know, you don't really see that a lot where a pitcher starts shouting 60 feet and 6 inches to the umpire. Gilbert quickly goes back into the dugout. That's, unless there's a language barrier there, I did think the challenge request came too late. I saw that yesterday against the Threshers. They tried a late challenge, and Bello Rob waved it off. This pitch misses in, and now an immediate challenge request by Garcia. And we await the result, and it is a ball. So he lost. And now the Mets, I believe, going back to the first inning, I think Threshers were the ones that challenged a ball. So a lost challenge there for Garcia. It's 3-0, and then there's a ball four high, and this inning is quickly starting to unravel. So a double because Campos didn't hustle and catch a pop-up. Then a walk, then another walk, and now all of a sudden here comes the Threshers' offense. Dan McKinney will run out for a mound visit. You do have to wonder that, you know, Garcia made that pitch to get out of the inning, and all of a sudden he wasn't, and he's just not been able to throw a strike since. So that'd be a reset mound visit. He's obviously perturbed with the umpire strike zone. And Tyler Green and Sal Garcia were actually speaking briefly for a moment there after the mound visit. So here's Cade Fergus with the bases loaded, two outs, Mets leading by a run. They are playing with fire here. First pitch to Fergus is a ball low, and Sal Garcia just can't get anything to drop. Fergus 2-for-6 in two games, including a home run and a couple of walks. Fastball too high. Two balls, no strikes. And Garcia's totally lost the strike zone now. Again, he struck out four of the first five batters. Two-oh to Fergus is popped up on the infield. Can somebody make a play? This is going to be tough. Martinez got it at first base. When taking that one over towards the mound, he makes the catch. And a deep exhale for Sal Garcia. He rips his hat off, stalking into the dugout, shaking his head in frustration. But, hey, he made the pitch in the end to get through it. Should have been in the dugout a lot sooner, but he enters it with the lead intact. It's 1-0 Mets after two. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Appreciate everybody, wherever you are, listening in. Late night, thanks for hanging in. 1 hour and 56-minute delayed start to Game 5. Adrian Hernandez is at the plate to start the third inning. Mets leading 1-0, and he takes a ball high from Sam Aldegary. One-oh pitch is golfed, foul. The wind might push that back towards play, and it's going to be caught in foul ground by the first baseman Castillo. So, ball looked like it might be heading over the screen to the first few rows of the seats, but the wind howling out to left pushes it back to a catchable position. Foul out for Hernandez, and now the nine-man Villalobos. Did some quick math from the top of the bottom of the second inning. Garcia having to work extra hard to get out of the inning. He threw 11 pitches in the first, 1-2-3. After that, ball dropped in front of Campos in left field. The Mets couldn't connect on catching the very catchable pop-up. Garcia had to throw 12 more pitches. So more pitches after that than he needed the entire first inning. And those were 12 high-stress pitches with the runner in scoring position. So don't know how that's going to add up in the end, but it could be maybe a full inning or a couple outs less. The curveball high to Villalobos, and it's 3-0 on the Mets catcher. Aldegary's 3-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Correction, ball four. I'd like to look that pitch up. And I will, once it populates in the portal. Thought that was a good pitch. Well, Villalobos won't argue the ball four. He's down to first with one out. We're back to the top of the lineup, and Ryland Thomas started the game with the ground out to short. Good to see that he's okay. Where he fell down after he raced by the bag and tumbled into the outfield grass and ran right up the tunnel. First pitch, a swinging strike. Next pitch, a check swing, but it's a called strike. A challenge by Thomas, a loss. So the Mets down to one challenge the rest of the game. So they had that Villalobos challenge for strike three. But Garcia lost one, and now Thomas lost one. And one to go the rest of this game. Thomas strikes out on a pitch way up high. Two down. I think he'd like to have that whole sequence redone. Kevin Villavicencio comes up. Villalobos remains on first. Villavicencio 0 for 1 at the flyout to left. Correction, right. I'd like to see him pull one to left. Get into that wind tunnel. And he tried. Big uppercut swing, but he foul tipped it. Aldegary looks to first. Not much of a lead for Villalobos. Second pitch is fouled straight back. Fastball at 93. 0-2 pitch, a defensive swing, and a foul. That went into the suite level. He got like a little league team out there. And they're all packed to the gills in the seats in front of the suite. Any idea that ball was coming back at them 90 miles an hour. 0-2 again coming to Villavicencio. Takes it in the dirt. Villalobos trying for a delayed steal. Ball is thrown high. Villalobos tagged out. That is a great jump by Rincon. That ball was sailing into center field. He jumped up, caught it, and as he brought it down, landed it on Villalobos. Delayed steal did not work. That's 0-2 trying to steal tonight. That'll end the top of the third. We'll go to the home half. It's still 1-0 St. Lucie.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Sal Garcia back to work after turned into a frustrating second inning, but scoreless second inning. He's throwing 40 pitches, 20 balls, 20 strikes. Now he will face the top of the lineup, which he did very well again, starting with Boyd. First pitch to Boyd. Slider, strike one on the inside corner. Challenged by Boyd. He thought it was a ball. We'll await the result. Strike. Challenge. No good. Call upheld. Threshers have a win and a loss. They have two left. 0-1 pitch swung through and missed. Nothing and two. Went with the hard, high fastball. Garcia's 0-2 pitch slider swung on and missed. He strikes out Boyd on three pitches. It's now five strikeouts through the first 10 batters. Saul Garcia, very impressive. Justin Crawford comes back up after he struck out in the first looking. First pitch. Way outside, ball one. Crawford, just terrorizing the Mets this series, entered 5-for-11. The double plus three walks on base at a 5.71 clip in the series. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball inside. More of a loopy slider. Two balls, no strikes. Ball foul tipped out of the mitt of Villalobos. 2-1. Now the Mets lead this game 1-0 in the bottom of the third. It's not going to end that way. There's just too much wind blowing straight out to all portions of the outfield tonight as Crawford fouls this one away. Whichever team's pitching staff can keep the ball on the ground the best, have the best chance to win. Or at least weak contact in the air. 2-2. Fastball. A little high. Good pitch by Garcia. better take by Crawford. 3-2. Garcia with the brief shakeoff of Villalobos. Now the 3-2 pitch. Slider off the plate. Ball four. So the first base runner this inning. And it's a fast one. And Crawford. One of the storylines of this series is the Threshers' speed and the Mets' inability to combat it. Threshers 8-for-8 in stolen base attempts yesterday. They are 16-17 in the series. First pitch, a pop-up foul by Castillo, or Rincones Jr., rather, strike one. Rincones Jr. popped out in the infield this first time up. Crawford, 3 stolen bases in the series. Tied for second most on the team. Boyd, his 4 yesterday, lead the way. Pitch inside. 1-1. And then Ricardo Rosario, who's not in the lineup tonight, also has 3. One pitch gets away to the backstop, kicks right to Villalobos, and Crawford does not get a chance to go. Break for the Mets. Well, Crawford started and then stopped on the delivery, so he would already shut it down. Then when it kicked off the backstop and came right to Villalobos, he couldn't get going again. Time called. We got a ball in the field. Yep, kids playing the baseball in the right field grass seating area. Lost one on the playing surface. That happens often here. Spin and throw to first. Crawford back in safely. Crawford running, pitches outside, throw down to second base, the tag, safe! That's as close as the Mets have come to catching, well, they did catch one, but that's the second closest they've come to catching a Threshers runner. It was a great effort by Villalobos, good tag by Tilly, and just Crawford just too fast. It was a good pitch for Villalobos to handle, fastball outside. Good, strong throw, no bounce, accurate. This pitch is no good. It's a ball, and that's ball four. So that really nullifies the stolen base. Second straight inning with consecutive walks by Garcia. He walked two in a row with two outs in the second. He's walked two in a row with one out here in the third, and that has to be frustrating after he dispatched Boyd on a three-pitch strikeout to start the inning. Getting off to a good start, keep that momentum going, but he stifles it. Once again, inability to find the strike zone. Now here's Castillo, who struck out swinging in the second. First pitch is ball outside. And this, as well as Garcia pitched last week, and as good as his stuff has looked when he's throwing strikes tonight, this is still a very dangerous Clearwater offense with good hitting conditions in play. Playing with fire here. With all the free passes. Fastball for a strike on the corner. A challenge by Castillo. It's a ball. He wins. So the Threshers continue to play with two challenges. Just gets tougher for Garcia. Thought he bought himself a strike, only for the hitter to say nope. Ball three outside. Some outward signs of frustration for Saul Garcia. Some danger of walking, the bases loaded. 3-0 pitch, and it's down the pipe. Castillo takes it all the way. 3-1, swing and a foul tip. Looked like almost a double steal was in play for the Threshers with Crawford and Rinconis Jr. Both started and stopped. 3-2 count. And Garcia will spin off and look to second as Tillian sneaks in behind. No throw. Payoff pitch. Fouled straight back. Three consecutive strikes now. After three balls to start. 1-0 Mets. One out, two on, bottom three. Garcia's payoff pitch again. Strike three, inside corner. A challenge, though, by Castillo. He's adamant that was ball four. It was not. He lost. And it's a sixth strikeout for Garcia. He comes back from 3-0 and gets the K. And now each team obviously displeased with the strike zone of Tyler Green is down to one challenge each with two-thirds of a game to go. Now Otto Kemp is up, and he takes the ball outside. Good sprawling stop by Villalobos. Saves a wild pitch. So 2 2/3 for Garcia. He has struck out six and walked four. Pitch count already over 60. A 1-0 pitch is lined into right field for a base hit by Villavicencio. Crawford will score. That ball's getting to the gap. Rinconis Jr. is going to go to third. Here comes a double for Kemp that ties the game at one. Thomas and Hernandez had to get to that ball fast in deep right center to prevent Rinconis Jr. from coming all the way home from first. Never going to prevent Crawford from scoring or the double. Like I said, you can only walk so many batters and not pay a price against an offense this good. So the one-out walk comes back to haunt. Now it's second and third, two down for Rincon. He doubled first time up, although that was a miscommunication by the Mets defense, more so than his good hitting. Pitch is high. So big sequence here as Garcia battles his own command and the Threshers. Rincon trying to keep this game tied. A hit likely put Clearwater up by two in the third. And here's a base hit into right field. That's going to get down. Two hops to Hernandez. He'll just hold it as Rincon drives home. Rinconis Jr. and Kemp. It's a 3-1 Threshers lead in the third. Consecutive two-out hits. And it's three runs in the inning. Looked like Garcia, after he battled back and struck out Castillo, was heading for another scoreless inning. The Threshers pounce on him. And now another mound visit from McKinney. It's just a relentless group, these Clearwater Threshers, the hitters. Thought the Mets might catch a bit of a break today because there are some guys who are on the bench. Ricardo Rosario, Eric Brito, Caleb Ricketts all have had really good series. They're all off tonight. But they just keep on trucking. They came in hitting 314 as a team in the series. Then 868 OPS and a 415 on base percentage. Can't be held down very long. Here's a fly ball into center field. Thomas is going to come on and make that play. And Jordan Disson is out on one pitch. Damage done, though, by the Threshers. Consecutive two-out hits by Kemp and Rincon. And they overcome the 1-0 deficit and now lead the Mets 3-1 at the end of three.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
On the fourth for the Mets, second baseman Kevin Villavicencio.
Mets down 3-1. The familiar position, down in a game here in Clearwater early, but still well within striking distance. As Aldegary pitches ahead now. And the first pitch is a ball low. I did see action in the Clearwater bullpen while Threshers were batting last inning, but they just might be moving around down there. Villavicencio hits one high in the sky out to right. Fergus on the run, spins around, makes the catch. Villavicencio is retired. Remember, he was at the plate when Villalobos was caught stealing in the fourth. That's another aspect of this game tonight. The Mets have run themselves into outs on the bases twice in the first three innings. Here's Reimer. He struck out against Aldegary in the first. I want to mention this as Aldegary misses with the ball inside. Aldegary's first appearance this year for Clearwater came on the second day of the season. Starter, four no-hit innings with seven strikeouts at Bradenton. Fly ball by Reimer, deep center field. Wynn still taking it, but Crawford will make the catch as it missed the sweet spot of the bat from Reimer. Two up, two down in the top of the fourth.
The shortstop, Junior Tillian.
The Threshers in that second game of the season at Bradenton went on to complete the no-hitter that Aldegary started. He pitched the first four innings. No-hitter, game two of the season. Bradenton's turned out to be a pretty good-looking club from a distance. Marauders 12-7, one game behind Clearwater, the best record in the league. There's Tillian, swings at a fastball and misses. Second pitch is low. Aldegary not quite as sharp sense, but how can you be? One pitch swung through and missed. Fastball at 92. Missed the pregame show. I relayed that he came into the game with 17 strikeouts and just two walks in 11 innings. And he gets the swing and a miss on the slider by Tillian. Seems like some of the air left the Mets after they could not escape that bottom of the third inning with the lead. Go down 1-2-3 in the fourth. We'll see who pitches the bottom of the fourth for St. Lucie when we come back. 3-1 Clearwater.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want
is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
It is Saul Garcia returning to pitch for the Mets in the fourth. He's had an eventful game here. Dominance at times, a total loss of the strike zone at times, and then became very hittable at the end of that third inning out of the blue. Freddy Mignetti takes the ball high, and then another one high. It's quickly 2-0. Garcia entered the inning. 66 pitches, same amount of balls and strikes. And there is activity in the Mets bullpen. Looks like Gene Calderon is loosening. Pitches inside, ball three. Villalobos clapping into his mitt. He wants Garcia to stay positive and get it going. Rio pitch, nowhere close. Four pitch walk. What a wild start to this game for Garcia. For him, might be close to the end of the game for him. Five walks and six strikeouts. He looks into the dugout, and we're going to have, I believe, a medical situation here. That's one of the deals where the pitcher starts walking around the mound, looks into the dugout as if to summon for help, and Gilbert Gomez, the manager, Anthony Oliveri, the trainer, are going to come out and have a word with him. The entire infield will come in as well. And he's, I don't know if he's going to stay in the game or not. Gilbert might have already taken the ball from him. He's going to depart. That's bad. Bad news for the Mets. So Garcia, absolutely dominant out of the gate. And all of a sudden couldn't command the strike zone, and now we may be finding out why. And, he is exiting with apparent injury. Walking off under his own power. Don't see any limp. I won't speculate more than that. So Calderon, who's warming up in the bullpen, has already crossed the infield and is on the mound. We'll take a break, come back with more on him after this.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Well, tough news for St. Lucie with Sal Garcia departing with like some sort of injury. He pitched so well his last appearance at home against Lakeland. He was money out of the gate here, striking out four of the first five batters he faced. but he never quite looked right after that shallow double on the miscommunication in left field. His walks just piled up. Didn't seem like he had the same crisp on his breaking pitches. Couldn't locate the fastball. And, I think it might have come as a surprise to the Mets that he was ailing. Otherwise, they would not have let him go out there to start that inning. So Mignetti's on first with nobody out. Calderon is in the game. Cade Fergus is at the plate, and he swings and misses for strike one. This will be Calderon's first appearance of the series. Hasn't pitched well over a week. April 21st against Lakeland. Low one pitch. Gets away all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch, and Mignetti is up to second. An all too familiar sight for the Mets. A walked batter, and he's up to second in short order on either a wild pitch or a stolen base. It's almost like you're playing in a 10th inning in regulation, that free runner out there. One pitch, strike on the corner. Calderon has certainly had his struggles this year. As a challenge by Fergus, and the call is upheld by my count, Clearwater's done. They've lost three challenges in the game. 1-2, and that'll be it. Unless somebody lost track. It's a terrible challenge. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. I mean, what are you doing if you're Cade Fergus? I mean, you didn't save yourself strike three. It's the fourth inning. At least if you're going to risk burning the challenge, make it so it's a ball four or a strike three. This pitch misses. I know you'd rather be in a 2-1 count than a 1-2, but come on, my man. It's baseball. You're going to be in 1-2 counts. 2-2 pitch coming, and he swings and misses. Oh, a well-deserved strikeout. One away. Back to the top, and Boyd has had a bad night. I'm sure he's not sad to see Garcia out of there. He struck out twice, including the last time on three pitches. Fastball down and away. So Calderon has walked nine in six and a third innings this year. So he's been his own worst enemy, not being able to repeat his delivery and consistently find the strike zone. One-oh pitch, way outside Tundo. And his last outing against Lakeland on the 21st. Recorded two outs and walked three. Pitch is softly lined into the glove of Villavicencio, who catches it, steps on second base to double off Mignetti, and that will end the bottom of the fourth. Nifty play by Villavicencio, the second baseman, lunging and reaching as far as he could into the pie slice to make that catch, stealing a hit away from Boyd. And then Mignetti was already basically on third base, no hope to turn around and go back. So leadoff walk and that wild pitch do not come back to bite the Mets. On to the fifth we go at Baker Ballpark. Rushers still lead 3-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer,
Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jeffrey De Los Santos at the plate to begin the top of the fifth against Sam Aldegary. First pitch is swung on and missed. Second pitch, a fastball taken for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. De Los Santos battled back in a pitcher's count last time and ripped a single to plate the Mets' only run. Lay off this slider away at 86. One ball, two strikes. A 1-2 pitch. Same slider, taken for ball two. No challenge for the Threshers to fight it. Two pitches fouled away. Just got enough. Two fastball. Called third strike on the corner. De Los Santos looks around. Keeps the bat on his shoulder and heads to the dugout. Aldegary is on a run now. Second time through the order, he's retired everybody, including Thomas Tillion and De Los Santos on strikeout. So it's five in a row retired since that walk to Villalobos. Well, he's making the adjustment to the hitters. Aaron Campos topples over and swings over a slider for strike one. It's 3-1 Threshers. Mets had a 1-0 lead in the second. Thresher scoring all three runs in the third as Campos late on a fastball at 92. O-2 pitch coming, and it swung on and missed. Campos chased that one about helmet high. It's not a competitive at-bat. Three straight strikeouts for Aldegary. This is probably how he looked against Bradenton in that no-hitter. Santillan had that double, and De Los Santos followed with a single. Those are the two Mets hits. Now, Yarel Martinez, he struck out first time up. Takes a fastball right in there for a strike. Aldegary pitching with a lot of confidence now. He's in a great rhythm. 0-1 fastball, and that's going to be blooped towards center field. It's got a chance to get down, and it will. Crawford peeled back at the last moment as Yarel Martinez dunks a single into center field. His second hit as a St. Lucie Met. He's got a two-game hitting streak now. So ends the streak of six in a row retired. It's the third hit for the Mets. It brings up the tying run in Adrian Hernandez. Big, strong, thick guy. Now he's got home run power. He's got the win blowing out for him. Maybe he can get a hold of one. He tried. Swings and misses. He accidentally caught dissing the catcher on the follow-through. Both are okay. One pitch. Same big cut for strike two. Aldegary looks to first. Martinez got a lean. Not running. Pitch home is swung on and missed. Three-pitch strikeout for Aldegary. He strikes out three in the inning. Works around the Martinez two-out single. He's pitched brilliantly. Five innings. We're at the halfway point already. Fast-moving game. Still 3-1 Clearwater.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Gene Calderon back to work in the home fifth. Pressure's up 3-1 on the Mets. Calderon's first pitch, the ball inside to Justin Crawford. Final line for Saul Garcia. Three innings, three hits, three runs, three earned runs, five walks, six strikeouts, 70 pitches, only 33 strikes. I think something was ailing him when that ball-to-strike ratio tipped the other way. Crawford swings and misses, 1-1, and then nearly gets hit, two balls and a strike. I did see this earlier. The Chicago White Sox were up 3-0 and no-hitting the Rays going into the seventh inning in Chicago. And then the Rays scored 10 runs in the seventh inning. What a meltdown by the White Sox. Ball fouled away, and it's a 2-2 count. Apparently, in the seventh inning for the Rays, it went like this. Home run, strikeout, single, double, walk, single, fielder's choice, double, walk, single, after seven consecutive fouls. Home run, single. The Rays are a good team, and the White Sox are not. I think a broken bat here for Crawford, so he will go back to the dugout, get a new one, and here he comes. Well, they say if you watch a game of baseball every night, you'll see something you've never seen before. Well, that would be one. Team getting no hit puts up a 10 spot in the seventh inning. Calderon, the 2-2 pitch, he had a hesitation move, strikes out Crawford swinging. Crawford barks at himself as he was fooled. That was nifty by Calderon. That was straight out of the Johnny Cueto playbook. Got to the top, a little hitch, the leg kick pause, and then the pitch home. Now Rincones Jr. at the plate. By the way, today is an absolute strikeout fest. Mets have struck out 8, and Aldegary has struck out 8. Wonder how much that has to do with the 2-hour rain-delayed start. I'll be honest, for a while, I did not think we would be playing tonight. It looked bad on the radar. It looked bad on the field. Ground ball out of the range of Calderon and up the middle for a base hit. And Conus Jr. with the base knock, one out single. For the second time tonight. Konas Jr., a good-looking player and prospect for the Threshers. He is the number 7 Phillies prospect drafted last year out of Florida Atlantic. They got quite a few top Philly prospects on this team. Konas, 7. Crawford, 4. Fourth highest. Marion Boyd, rated 12. Jordan Byers is on the bench tonight, rated 13. So you got 4 position players in the top 13 prospects for Philly on this team. It's been a tough lineup for the Mets to navigate. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded up the middle. Knocked down by Calderon. He picks it up, throws to first for the out. Well done. Use that big frame to knock that ball down. Had the wherewithal to reset himself, make a good enough throw to Martinez at first. Rincones Jr. was running on the pitch, so no chance for Calderon to turn around with that comebacker and get the lead runner. Now Otto Kemp is up. Kemp takes the ball low. Kemp, an RBI double, tied the game in the third. One-oh pitch way out front of a slider. Strike one. 3-1 Clearwater, 2 outs, a runner on second, bottom of the fifth. Calderon's pitch is in the dirt. Good job by Villalobos to smother. Two one pitch. Konas trying to steal third. He will without a throw. Swing and a miss by Kemp. Villalobos didn't bother with the throw. Konas Jr. just kind of caught Calderon not paying attention to him anymore. Well, that's important because Calderon's history of wildness, you know, a wild pitch to the backstop brings in that run now. Infield hit, any type of hit will bring in the run. 2-2 on Kemp. Calderon's pitch. It's knocked foul. That one landing off the rolled up tarp down the right field line. Kemp, after that hit in the third, the double, now has 7 hits in this series. That is the most of any Thresher. Two pitch. He's blown away by the fastball. Calderon strikes him out. Good inning by Gene Calderon. 2 strikeouts. Strands a runner at third base. He's at an inning and a third scoreless, or 2 innings scoreless now. His best performance yet this season. 5 innings in the books here at BakeAir Ballpark on a Saturday night. Threshers lead the Mets 3-1. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
There's a new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers to face the Mets. Maybe that'll bring a change of fortune for the St. Lucie offense. It is Eduard Segovia, who appeared in the series on Wednesday. Part of the 11-4 Threshers win. First pitch to Villalobos is fouled back. So a great start by Sam Aldegary. Five innings pitched, two hits, one run, one walk, and eight strikeouts. 69 pitches, 49 strikes. He was very impressive. Now Segovia with the 0-1. And a ground ball to the first baseman. Castillo backs up but fields it. Throws it off to Segovia for the out. 3-1 put out. Thought Castillo might charge that and take it himself, but he backed up. Well, he's got to be careful as the corner infielder taking the step back, because that extra bounce sometimes gets the top spin and can really take off like a rocket and eat you up. But that one, too much bounce. Rylan Thomas waves in front of a off-speed pitch. All about a change. Strike one. And spoils one left side out of play for strike two. Segovia on Wednesday, two innings and a hit, no runs. Hit one, walk three. Struck out two. Got a 2.53 ERA across six relief appearances so far. No saves. High strikeout, high walk pitcher. 12 walks, 17 punchouts in 11 innings. One pitch is fouled away again. Thomas does a nice job of that. He can defend the plate with those emergency hacks. But he foul tips this one for strike three, and it's just not his night. He's had a pretty good series at the plate, but today 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, and he's chased a couple of those strike threes. Mets going down without much to offer tonight offensively. And they had the back-to-back double and De Los Santos hits to start the second inning, but only a walk in a single sense. And a lot of strikeouts. This one is outside to Villavicencio. He's 0 for 2, a couple of flyouts to right. And this is a night where you want to make contact and get the ball elevated. You can help yourself. You might be able to catch a home run. If you would have told me we're halfway through this game and not one home run, I would have told you you're wrong. Would not have believed it. 0-2 pitch, a ground ball right to the first baseman Castillo. Runs it to first. The lights went off. He somehow still caught it. Ran to first. Whoa, what happened? Three unassisted. If that happened half a second earlier, Villavicencio might be still circling the bases if he could see. But the lights in the whole building went off. The power flickered. The lights in the booth and in the press box came back on, but the stadium lights are off. And so we are, and they have a couple of emergency spotlights below the stadium lights that have just come back on, but we've lost the stadium lights. I mean, it was pitch black for about a split second. Castillo had already had the ball in his mitt running to first, so he had no problem finding the bag. But half second earlier, he's not going to see that ball. So that caught everybody by surprise. The teams have left the field and have gone to their dugouts. The umpires are the only personnel who remain on the field. And we hope we can get the stadium lights turned back on. That was a power surge stadium-wide. Not just the stadium lights, all the lights. You can see the concession stand lights have come back on. Some of the concourse lights have come back on. The only thing that has not come back on, it would appear, the stadium lights and the video board. But even the backlights on the video board signage have come back on. So we have entered our second delay of the evening. The first was an hour and 56-minute delayed start due to rain. This delay is due to a power outage. Jason Adams, the longtime general manager of the Clearwater Threshers, is making his way onto the field to discuss the situation with the umpires. Hopefully it's a situation where the lights can get powered up and we can resume play shortly. I can tell you this, even though we are past five innings of baseball with the home team leading, you cannot call a game early due to a power outage. If it was raining, a Mother Nature issue, then you could call in an official game, 3-1. That's the final. The Threshers win. Can't do that. Cannot do that with the power outage. So if they can't get these lights back on for some reason tonight, this game would have to be resumed tomorrow. And then since we're past the halfway point of this game, we would play a seven-inning game to follow. But the way the teams are reacting and Mr. Adams is reacting, players staying in the dugout, Jason Adams talking to his interim manager, Michael Jones. I think it's just going to be a matter of time before the lights get turned back on. They've got something going on in the sound room now. Some music is being played. Lights on the video board are starting to flash. That's a positive sign. So again, really the only lights we have going in the stadium right now are the concourse lights, press box suites, and those emergency spotlights below the light towers. It's quite dark. Certainly cannot play baseball in these conditions. When we are able to resume, it will be the bottom of the sixth inning. Clearwater leads 3-1. Let's talk about how we got here. We started at 8:26, an hour and 56-minute delayed start. For a while there, mid-afternoon, late afternoon, it looked like we weren't going to play at all. But better to play a game late tonight than try to do a doubleheader tomorrow on the getaway day. And we started with a breezy first inning. Both pitchers retired the side in order, 1-2-3, for the Mets and Saul Garcia. That's the first time since the opening game of the series they did not allow three runs in the first inning. So 1-2-3 start was much better than what happened Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mets in the second inning got a leadoff double by Junior Tillian, and then Jeffrey De Los Santos battled Sam Altagiri-Tough, singled against him into right field. That brought in Junior for a 1-0 Mets lead. In the third inning, Saul Garcia started it with a 1-2-3 with a three-pitch strikeout to Omarion Boyd, but then his control issues cropped up. He walked two in a row. Then he came back from a 3-0 count to strike out Chad Castillo. Looked like he was going to get out of the inning, but Otto Kemp hit an RBI double to right center field to tie the game at one. Brian Rincon then followed up with a two-run single to right field that brought home Rinconis and Kemp to make it 3-1 Threshers. That's where we stand. The other issue in this game was at the start of the fourth inning, Saul Garcia issued a four-pitch walk and then looked into the dugout, and Gilbert Gomez and trainer Anthony Olivari came out and removed him from the game. And we'll await word on what's happening with Garcia. But Gene Calderon has pitched well behind him with two scoreless innings and three strikeouts. There have been 18 total strikeouts in this game, 9 for each team. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, while we continue to await the light situation, Mets and Threshers, one of three games that were actually played in the league today. Lakeland ended up beating Palm Beach 6-5. Lakeland improving to 11-9, Palm Beach dropping to 10-10. That was a late start in Lakeland due to rain. They've resumed in Jupiter. Tampa leads 7-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Jupiter is the first place team in the East at 11-8. That's who the Mets play next week at Clover Park. Bradenton and Dunedin were postponed in Dunedin. Dunedin is only about a 20-minute drive west of here. Maybe a little north, a little northwest. And it's probably even shorter mileage-wise on a straight line. So for whatever reason, the weather was worse for Dunedin than it was here. Maybe they just didn't want to wait around as much as the Threshers did, but I did find that surprising. Fort Myers, Daytona, that was postponed due to lightning in Daytona Beach. That will be a doubleheader between those two teams tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. We'll come back in about a minute and a half, and maybe we will have an update on the light situation. It's 3-1 Threshers as we are in a power delay in the middle of the sixth inning.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, if you can believe it, about that a minute and 45 seconds, we did not get a resolution on the light situation. But the teams remain in their dugouts. Umpires remain on the field. That, to me, is a good sign that they expect those lights to be turned on soon. Otherwise, they would have already vacated the premises. The video board is back on. The lights at Frenchie's Tiki Bar back on. So all that's missing now is the stadium lights. You hope that they can come on quickly. That way the Mets don't have to put Gene Calderon on the shelf. Don't want him waiting around too long. While we wait for the lights to come on, a chance to tell you about what's coming up in the week ahead. We are back on at home at Clover Park Tuesday. First week of May, put April behind us. Tuesday, May 2nd through Sunday, the 7th, facing the Jupiter Hammerheads. All Tuesday through Saturday games at 6:10. Sunday at 12:10. It'll be the first time the Mets are playing a repeat opponent. Of course, the Mets, their first full week of the season, first six-game series, went down to Jupiter and split a series 3-3. They had that big 9-1 win on a Thursday and then swept a doubleheader on a Friday. Missed out on a chance to win the weekend. The Threshers, or rather the Hammerheads, winning Saturday-Sunday games by the matching score of 5-3. Can't imagine a lot has changed for Jupiter. I've got a couple of Jupiter rosters since. They appear to have most of the same players intact. We will be back on Bally Live, so that'll be good, which, of course, is free. Download the Bally Live app, and you can chat with us, play some trivia with us, and get Bally Bucks and get a neat prize like a Mets hat, shirt, bobblehead, maybe even a specialty jersey. Tuesday will be the ring ceremony for the 2022 championship team in the Florida State League, the St. Lucie Mets. There's going to be about 28 people all told between staff, current players on the St. Lucie Mets, and players who are on the minor league side currently that played for the St. Lucie Mets last year that will be getting their rings in a pregame ceremony. That's going to start around 5:35, so if you're thinking about coming to a Mets game and you want to see that, that'll be a pretty neat thing to witness. The rings finally came in. I'll make sure to bring mine and show it on the broadcast feed on Bally Live. I've seen the ring. It's beautiful, and it is, I won't call it gaudy, but it's quite big for a single-A ring. It's fantastic. Everybody who had a hand in that did a wonderful job with that ring design. So that's Tuesday. Thursday, it's Star Wars night. Spencer Wilding, who played Darth Vader in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, will be on hand. We'll bring him on the broadcast booth to talk about him playing Darth Vader and other mythical characters. Big Hollywood star there. Plus, we'll have some Star Wars characters from the local Star Wars Legion in attendance as well to take pictures with fans. I believe we're also doing a fireworks show on Friday. The Mets are going to wear the, or Thursday, and for Star Wars night, Mets are going to wear those Mandalorian and Grogu jerseys, which the auction for those begins Tuesday and runs through the 11th. Friday, we'll have Cinco de Mayo night. Concession stands will have Cinco de Mayo-themed food and drink. It's also going to be Keep Port St. Lucie Beautiful night. Fans can bring two non-perishable food items for the Treasure Coast Food Bank on Friday and get a free ticket. Saturday will be Give Hope night. We partner with Treasure Coast Hospice. More special jerseys to be worn that night. So that's a lot going on in the next homestand, which is coming Tuesday through Sunday. Lights are back on. It's going to take a few more minutes to get to full power, and then the teams will have to be given a short warm-up period. But the good news is the lights are back on, and we should be resuming shortly. Once again, we are in a power delay, but that will be ending very shortly. I see the pitch clocks are working now. That is good news as well in an effort to keep things moving along. We will take one more commercial break. When we come back, we should be very close to resuming tonight's ball game. The Threshers lead the Mets 3-1 in the middle of the sixth.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets turn to be in the field. They're down the first baseline warming up. Junior Tillian making his way back out to short. Yero Martinez is on first. Still waiting to see if Calderon will come out and pitch it. He has not emerged yet. Threshers also stretching out and staying loose down the left field line. Some of the guys from the bullpens who came into the dugouts are going back. By the way, the bullpens do not have a bathroom, so they have to, when they have to use the potty, they have to actually come back onto the warning track and then scamper out the gate in the left field corner. Not ideal. Umpires also making their way back to their positions. It will be Rincon, Disson, and Mignetti. Again, about the only person who has not shown up yet is the Mets pitcher. Also, I've not seen Fernando Villalobos. Well, here comes Villalobos. The Mets do have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. I wonder if that's what we're waiting on. That is who we're waiting on, because Calderon would have been out by now. But it's JoJo Rodriguez in the bullpen. I think he's going to continue to pitch in the pen. And then when he is ready, he'll just come on and throw a few on the mound. Umpires looking out in that direction as well. And yep, here comes Rodriguez. He'll be coming to the gate momentarily. So that's a good appearance by Calderon. He had to sit and wait over a week in between outings, but he goes two innings. Just one hit, no runs, no walks. That's the big thing. And he did strike out three. Had the slider working through 24 pitches, 14 strikes. So something to build on there. And should also be mentioned that he was, you know, ushered into the game quickly after the Garcia injury. So maybe that actually helped his process, although he was warming up as that inning started with Garcia on the mound. And we're in the bottom of the sixth, coming out of the power delay. I always forget to mark these things down time-wise when we go into these delays. This is going to be around 15, 20 minutes. Again, not ideal after already having a hour and 56-minute delayed start. I'd still rather go through all this than play two tomorrow. Sunday, I'd like to get up, pack the hotel room, go to the stadium, play the game, and then get on the road home. Basically have a evening and night off, followed by the off day Monday. It's about as close to a weekend as you're going to get in minor league baseball. Rodriguez, 23 years old, from St. John's. This will be his fourth appearance of the season. He's got better stuff than his numbers and what he's shown. He's actually pitched four innings this year. Three hits, three runs. He's hit two and walked six. Struck out four. And what's going on here? The nail file, I think. Came out. GG assistant trainer handed him something. Took it back with her. Rodriguez begins his few throws on the mound. Saw this earlier, a few minutes ago. The Padres defeated the Giants in a game in Mexico City. The Mexico series, that looked like a fun environment. Padres win 16-11. Teams hit 11 homers, 30 combined hits. So the elevation at 7,000 feet there. Looks like the two teams took advantage of that. I'm sure the pitchers were not pleased with that game when they saw it on the schedule. Looks like Rodriguez gets one more warm-up pitch. There it is. Villalobos throws down to second, and we can finally resume after the power outage. Ryan Rincon. And I don't know what could have precipitated that power outage. See any lightning in the area? No bad weather at all in the area. We could get bad weather overnight. I'll just have to tarp the field after this game. All right, here's the pitch to Rincon, and it's popped up in foul territory. Reimer making a beeline for it, but it's off the net. Don't hurt yourself, kid. Reimer's shown to be one of those guys where he kind of finds contact, or contact finds him. Want to flip over into the front row. No, strike one on Rincon, who's got two hits in this game. It's half of the Threshers base knocks. Takes a pitch up high from Rodriguez. You got the lucky double in the second. And then the two-run tie-breaking hit in the third. One pitch is too high. Fastball at 94. Two-one pitch, way outside. Three balls and a strike. One off the mark, ball four. Rodriguez comes into the game, walks the leadoff man. Rincon on now all three times. And Jordan Disson will come up next. Remember, this is this part of the game where games have slipped away from the Mets. You know, these sixth, seventh, eighth innings, they've been in striking distance, and it's been slowly stripped away from them. There's a back foot fastball, no good. Ball one. And frustration maybe from Villalobos as he pops up in front of the plate, claps his hands into his mitt. Says, come on now, let's get a strike in there. First throw over to first. Rincon dives in safely. Rodriguez set from the stretch. Fastball for a strike at the knees. 2-1. Correction, 1-1. This game feels like it's come to a crawl coming out of the delay. I'm not in a big rush to resume. 1-1 pitch is down low, and now got a pitcher who's chewing up much of the pitch clock and not throwing strikes. That's about the only combination that can make a game feel slow with these new baseball rules. All the way down to 1 second, just to make an errant pickoff throw to first base. That's going out a long way. Martinez will finally pick it up. Rincon's trying to go to third. Here comes the throw. Reimer with the tag. Oh, no, the ball skirted away. And Rincon is safe all the way to third. A two-base error on Rodriguez for an errant pickoff throw. Out of the range of Martinez. And Martinez wrangling that ball halfway down the right field line, doing the splits as he slips and throws it nearly throughout Rincon. So E1. Mets had gone on a nice little run without an error. Had been since the second inning on Thursday without an error. It doesn't mean they've played perfect defensively. There's a pitch way too high, and it's 3-1. So a walk and an errant pickoff throw. I mean, Rodriguez is not doing himself any favors. And here comes another run-scoring opportunity for the Threshers, who want to pull away. 3-1 pitch is not close. Ball four. Villalobos heads out to the mound, and Dan McKinney's not far behind him. This is about as ugly a start to a outing as you can have as a reliever. You come in, you walk the first two guys, and you mix in a two-base throwing error. Now, the magic number for the Mets this year has been walks with five. When they've walked less than five, they are undefeated. When they've walked more than five, they've won twice and have lost 14 times. They're over the limit today, seven walks. Remember, both walks issued by Garcia scored in the third. Now it's going to be awfully tough to keep at least one of these walks from scoring here in the sixth. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Mignetti's up, he's walked twice. Pitch is bunted. Good bunt. Nobody's covering first base. Finally, Viva Asensio gets there. Not in time. Mignetti clapping his hands as he runs to the base safely. It'll be an infield single. Bunt single. Rincon scores. The Mets not ready. Makes it 4-1. Martinez and Rodriguez, first baseman pitcher, both went for the ball, leaving first base unoccupied, and that was just too far for Viva Asensio to go from second to cover first. He eventually got there, but too late. That's just good baseball by the Threshers. And a pitcher can't throw strikes. The defense, obviously, slow on its heels. As the pitcher has lulled the defense to sleep. And Mignetti pounced. Now first and second for Fergus, and he takes the ball way outside. The speed of the Threshers, their infield hits, their slow ground balls that they've forced Mets to make errors on, that has been a big reason why they have won all four games in the series and could be heading to a fifth. Pitch to Fergus, and that's nowhere close. Inside for ball three. Trying to replay that one in my head. Who should have fielded that ball, and who should have gone to first, as this pitch is over for a strike? I mean, it's tough to say because Martinez, the first baseman, is already playing in. So his natural reaction is to go to that ball. If he's playing back, I think it's easier for him to cover first and the pitcher to get that ball. But they both had about the even amount to go. There's a pitch up high for ball four. So since the lights came back on, Threshers have sent four batters to the plate. Three have walked, one a bunt single, and this game is slipping away from the Mets. End of the inning, down 3-1. And they have a lot of work to do if they want to remain down just 4-1. Back to the top, and Boyd, who's had a very forgettable day. Two strikeouts and a line out into a double play. I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to drop down a bunt. Mets infield remains in. And he fouls one away for strike one. And there's sometimes in this situation you play middle infield back hoping for a double play. With this guy's speed, you're not going to turn a double play on him. So you might as well come in and try to get one out, maybe at the plate. Breaking ball for a strike, and really for the first time, Rodriguez can work ahead. Nothing in two. O-2 pitch, curveball, missed. Villalobos looked like he would try for a challenge there. Pretty sure the Mets have one left. But with the 0-2 count, now 1-2. Doesn't use it. Breaking ball grounded to Tilley, and he drops it, and the Mets won't get any outs. Ground ball right to Tillian. The Mets could not have asked for any more. And it looked like he took his eye off the ball and trying to figure out what base he wanted to go with before he had the ball in his mitt. Probably homer first. Not going to turn a double play on that. Well, it's come unglued for the Mets. It's now 5-1 as Disson scores. E6, second error of the inning. Line drive, base hit from Crawford. This will bring in two more. Throw to home plate. That's going to be offline. Not in time. Fergus is in behind Mignetti. Four runs in the inning. And the Threshers have blown the doors off of this game. It's now 7-1. Crawford first pitch swinging. Two-run single. Opposite fields. And Gilbert Gomez will come out and make the pitching change. So Rodriguez comes in, can't get an out. He walked three and made an errant pickoff throw. His defense didn't help him, but he did not put his defense in a good position to begin with. So tough night for him. New pitcher coming on for the Mets as the Threshers are up by six in the bottom of the sixth.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 20.